That conversation, terrorist or lone wolf, is one we're having here in the U.S. as well. Here's the world's Matthew Bell.
9 African Americans gunned down at a historic black church, and the suspect is a 21-year-old man who's apparently a white supremacist. Was this a genuine terrorist attack?
Yes. And from a terrorism expert, I don't even think twice about it.
Let's just call it what it is, says Juliette Kayyem. She's a former official with the Department of Homeland Security.
It's important to call it terrorism because if any rational assessment of what the risks are for U.S. citizens, if we only look at the ISIS guys or the ISIS lone wolves, then we're going to miss a whole range of activity that's going on that has to be addressed and to minimize the risk for the U.S. population.
What kind of threat are we talking about here? Michael German is a former FBI agent who went undercover with white supremacist groups in the 1990s. He says these groups have remained a persistent terrorist threat in the United States.
There is certainly an element within them that is a terrorist threat. If you look at the numbers of people killed, the numbers of people killed by far-right extremists typically exceeds any other type of group on an annual basis. So the numbers we're talking about are in the tens, sometimes up to 50. You know, obviously, when you look back to the Oklahoma City bombing, there were more, and there have been attempts to acquire WMD by white supremacist groups. So certainly they are a threat.
German agrees that the Charleston shooting is absolutely an act of terrorism, but he says the word has sort of lost its meaning in the public consciousness.
Since 9/11, when people use the term terrorism, they're referring only to one type of violence and ignoring the fact that terrorism committed by Muslims is only one piece of the political violence that takes place not just in American society, but around the world.
And from a law enforcement point of view, German says the word terrorism has led to problems. Look at some of the excesses committed in the name of America's war on terror, he says.
If we're going to have a counterterrorism effort, it should be focused on the people who are actually engaging in terrorist acts, and they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And that's what I did as an FBI agent, and that's what I've been advocating for since I left the FBI, to make sure that we're targeting the people who are actual threats rather than people who are merely expressing ideas we don't agree with. Because once you go down that path, there are a lot of different things I don't agree with. And once people begin to be targeted for their beliefs when they're not actually engaged in criminal activity, that hurts our society as well.
Legally speaking, the label of terrorism can be problematic as well. It could make a case like the Charleston shooting more difficult to prosecute. But that doesn't mean what happened there is not best described as an act of terrorism. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.